in the bad health like I am now. And I used to walk up and down this park. And that's where I met the lady, young lady named Mara. And when I met her, I told her about the senior citizen need an exercise teacher. And I spoke to Lisa, and Lisa was working there at the time. And so Lisa, she gave me the telephone number and told me to have the lady to call her. So I brought the telephone and give it to her. And she called Miss Jefferson, her name is Jefferson. So a lot of time I can't say things too plain. So she called her. And when she called Miss Jefferson told her yes, she would take it. So she been there in the exercise and she very good at it. And we had her now for about, Mr. Newman. Mr. Newman, excuse me, Mr. Newman. How long we had Miss Jefferson?
About 3-4 years. No, she came a few months before I did. I've been there about 7 years. 95, 94.
Miss Jefferson.
Marion Jeffries.
Oh, Miss Jeffries, no.
So I told Lisa about her.
Put it right there.
So Lisa told me to bring the telephone number. And with myself,
I think would like to go back into history when you like you first
I've got a few questions. Yeah. Why don't I start with that and then we can
Well, when I first came here.
First give me your name.
My name is Roxanne Hutchison.
R-O-X-A-N-N-E. Good candidate for you right here.
H-U-T-C-H-I-S-O-N.
Okay, you're next. Mm-hmm. Will you give me your age?
Well, I'll be 82 years old.
Wow.
August the 22nd.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And tell me a little bit about your connection to Long Island City. How long have you been here? Do you live here?
I say about 57 years.
Yeah, so you didn't recognize me
that I've been here. And when we moved out here, it was really nice.
You didn't recognize me behind my sunglasses and big hat.
Well, I guess I was here about 4 years. That's when the drug dealer.
4 years?
About 4 years. Drug deal.
How did you choose to move to this?
Well, we had to move from Jackson Heights. That's when my husband was a veteran. And they was asking everybody to move because they was tearing them houses down. It was temporarily a veteran. Would be especially for the veteran.
Got it.
On 73rd Street in Jackson Heights.
Okay.
And they was tearing that down. And they got us a place over here. And so when we come here, it was very nice. At that time, I was working. And my husband, he was a veteran. He was in the Army. And he was a sergeant. And after that,
did you work in Long Island City?
Yeah, I did domestic work.
In the neighborhood, though?
No. I went out.
Okay.
And I did that's domestic work. And one time I worked up at the senior center, across the street from the senior center, at the nursery. I worked there at the nursery for about 4 years. I worked at the nursery. And then I worked at another place that where they sold hand-me-down clothes, you know, about on 21st Street. I forget the address, but I worked up there for about 4 years.
Okay.
And then after then I went out, I did domestic work. I was a person that always did work. I did domestic work and I was good at what I did. And the people used to ask me to come and show the girls when I got ready to quit. How to do the work, you know. Train them, yeah. And then after that, we stayed here. But when it got bad, how long it been, Mr.? I can't remember when it got bad with the drug dealers coming in.
Probably drug dealers got here, probably happened the same time it happened where I grew up at, late 70s, you know. That's when it had. No. First, you had the heroin in the.
Yeah. And
late 60s, then you had crack.
Crack.